when I left the Air Force, and my good friend Dave, the NORAD intelligence officer, who provided me a great deal of information, but we still did not know where they were from, who they were, they're talking about agents, why they were here, why the abductions. Those are things we didn't know. And Dave, my friend, who knew a great deal about the UFOs, but he didn't know that either. And so, but all my life, I wondered about that, and I thought, you know, it's very important. We've got to know. We've got to develop an interaction with these aliens. And so, in frustration one day, I was talking to a very spiritual person, and I explained to her about my problem. I said, you know, I was in the Air Force, and I tracked these UFOs, and they would appear on the radar and disappear instantly and reappear and this sort of thing. And then I talked to pilots who chased them, and they disappeared into a side of a mountain. There was no crash, no explosion. And a few minutes later, they would appear at the top, hover for a minute, and then fly away. I talked to a commercial airline pilot who told me he witnessed a UFO crashing into the sea. Well, I'm sorry, not crashing. It disappeared in the sea and then reappeared a few miles further, totally unscathed. And so, obviously, they operated beyond our third-dimensional physical laws. So I was talking to this good lady about this, and she said, that's right, Stan, and you're not going to get your answers on Earth. I said, I talked to scientists. I talked to ufologists galore. I've read all of the UFO books. There's no answer about that. She said, no, you got to go to the spiritual world to get that answer. And I thought, oh, my God, don't tell me. Yeah, she said, you go to a very reputable channeler called Rick Thurston here in Canada. He channels for people all over the world, and he channels with the Transcender Group, which consists of a group of souls, very old souls, who have lived on many different planets and the spiritual realms, and they have a vast amount of experience and knowledge, which they use to advise us to help us on this rugged trail. So I did this about 12 years ago, and the first time I did it, it was a matter of almost disbelief for me to do this, but I did. And I was in a state of shock because I could hardly believe the things they knew about me. There was nothing about me that they didn't know. So I waited. It took me several months before I could get back to them, and I did. And then I've been talking to them regularly ever since, every about once or twice a month for the last 12 years. And you have to understand the spiritual world. If you don't understand the spiritual world, the reality such as it is, then you won't understand and believe my book. It's as simple as that. That they're at that level, you see, when we cross over, we don't die. Nobody ever dies. So when we cross over and we're in the spiritual realm, we call it heaven, nirvana, happy hunting, or you call it whatever you wish, is that there's no heaven and hell there. Pope John Paul said that. He said it before he died. He said the heaven and hell are not places. They don't exist as places. It's a state of mind. But then, you see, if you have a real reprobate here on Earth, a thief, a murderer, and all this sort of thing, he's on Earth. When he dies and crosses over, he suddenly doesn't become an angel with a halo and strumming a harp.
He shouldn't.
No, he shouldn't. And so he hovers around the Earth in what Gordon Scallion writes in his journals about the borderlands, and which is true. That exists. Now, the more sophisticated souls, the more developed souls, they rise to a higher level. The transcenders are at the highest level. But they're not only from the third dimension. There are souls there. Well, Abraham, you know, the original leader and of the Jewish people, and there was Peter the Apostle, another. Edgar Cayce was another one, and so forth. But there were all of them, and were great military leaders, great political leaders, not only here but on other planets and this sort of thing. So they have all this wealth and of knowledge on one thing and another. But the thing that they told me, which is very important to understand and to accept, is that at this subconscious level of the soul, we actually exist in three separate parts. We have our conscious soul is here on Earth. Our subconscious is in what you call heaven and nirvana, whatever you want to call it. And then there's the astral realm, which is where there's the superconscious is. And at that level, they are non-separate. That's a hard thing for us to understand. They're like a pebble on the beach or a drop of water in the ocean. Now, is that so? Nothing that takes place in the universe, they do not know of. So when I asked them, for example, I asked them, it says, about Denver. I wanted them to send the UFOs on a display over Denver because Jeff Peckman, I think you know.
Sure, Jeff. I know Jeff.
Yeah, and he was having this petition to the council about that. And so I begged the transgender, says, you talk, you communicate with the Pleiadians and all the other Asians. Tell them about my concerns. And this is okay, Stan. Look, we can't tell them what to do because of free will and choice. We can't tell them what to do, but we'll pass on your request. And then they came back a few days later, and I guess they weren't going to do it, and they gave the reasons I'll just mention this. I think it's quite important. They said that no, the aliens would not do so because of the political influence on the city politics. That would be an unjust influence. It would be interfering with their free will and choice, and this they would not do. Free will and choice are God-given gifts. It is a basic universal law that should govern all interaction between souls, but unfortunately, this does not always happen. But then the transgenders say, neither do all humans respect their traffic laws. So, but basically, so all of this information they have, I don't have. You know, I'm just an ordinary Joe. That information is impossible for me. I don't have that on Earth. I talk to scientists. I've read all your UFO books. It's not there. It's in the spiritual realm. And so I was lucky enough, through the advice of this friend of mine, to contact the transgenders, and I've been talking to them for the last 12 years. That is where all of the information comes from.